Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Charlie had them apple bottom jeans.
Boots with the fur.
With the fur.
The whole club was looking at her. Hey. Say it the fur.
I don't know how we don't have a band yet. Stop. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're in a big rush. What? I'm in charge and I say we are.
Hi, in charge. I'm Nick.
That was hot.
Don't bully me.
No, dads turn me on.
Stop.
Okay, where are we at?
There's a lot to process there, dude.
It was funny though, wasn't it?
Sure.
Who's texting me? Oh my God. Domino's is texting me? I have so many friends.
That's really embarrassing. I'm Nick.
I'm Maddie.
And this is What the Fuck is Happening in the Podcast.
Yeah, you're Isn't welcome. It? Yes.
Yeah.
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 I feel like because we're in a rush, I'm like...
Everything happens way more slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't process anything.
So true, bestie. Well, what's our elephant in the week this week? Elephant of the week. Elephant of the day. Elephant of the week. Elephant in the room. Fuck. That took a hot minute to get to.
Jesus Christ.
I'm really hyped up today. I have no idea why. It's just like the. It's just where I'm at.
Go off, queen. The elephant in the room this week is maybe.
That we're recording our movie review separately.
Yeah. We're going to try something new. And we're going to maybe. Review and upload separately to see if people prefer it that way.
Mm.
So do let us know.
Yeah, so true.
If you prefer it, how we're going to be doing it with the... Okay, let's just include you in on the plans.
I feel like we've laid them out already.
Well, no, I'm saying...
Not anything.
We're going to test it out, but we're only going to be doing it for new movies.
Yes.
Or movies of, like, cultural relevance.
Right.
So if we're going to review, like, I don't know, a movie that's come out on Disney Plus.
Yes.
It's probably going to be.
Still included.
Still included.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But this week we are reviewing.
But this week we are reviewing.
Don't worry, darling.
Don't worry, darling.
And so it will be separate.
It will be separate.
Okay. What's your first piece of news for this week? I've got nothing.
I don't really have a huge amount either.
I feel like a lot happened, but also like...
Nothing.
Nothing really that important.
Like there was like the Hailey Bieber did like a tell-all interview about her relationship with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez and stuff.
Her relationship
with that
badly? Selena Gomez.
But like I looked at the news articles and stuff and I'm like, I don't know that I care or anyone else cares.
That's really
It's
fair.
Literally just Hailey Bieber saying...
Justin never cheated on Selena.
We never cheated.
Yeah.
They were on a break.
Yeah.
And we dated during that break for a month, and then he broke up with me and got back together with her.
Yeah.
With back together with Selena Gomez. And then they broke up in March 2018 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got together, and 6 months later they were married.
Yes.
Again. Got together again.
Yes.
Not to, like... cause drama and like please don't bully us any Bieber fans.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this, so I don't know if I agree with what your take is, but
you'll agree with me.
Okay.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh, did you? Oh, you got too scared.
I got too scared. Didn't you? I was too worried about being hashtag canceled by the Beliebers. Okay, yes, I remember, and that is. Okay, let's imagine the scenario in which we're dating.
Okay, hot.
For a month.
Okay.
And then I break up with you to go back to my ex.
I would be devastated. For like
3 months or something.
Right.
3 months apart. And then I break up with my ex again. Mm. And this time I'm like, hey, Maddie, I want to get back together with you again. Me and Selena, we're donezo for goodsies. That's how Justin Bieber talks.
Obviously.
We're donezo for goodsies. Slay queen, yas. The hat down boots. Would you take me back? Maybe.
Maybe.
Would you get married to me 6 months later? Not even.
Well, if you're Justin Bieber in this scenario, maybe.
Really?
No, I just don't. I don't really know. It's really hard.
Wouldn't, in your head, you be thinking, I'm the consolation prize?
I mean, God.
The backup, if you will.
I think.
Title of the backup.
Yes. But I also think that when you're like in the middle of when you're in the middle of your feelings like that, it's so, you have absolutely no perspective. And so you can't be like, oh, I'm the consolation. Well, most people can't be like, I'm the consolation prize, even though that probably is what has happened from the outside.
I can't believe you said that.
It's what it seems like if it was anybody else.
See, I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm saying that's what I feel like.
Yeah.
So you're a woman-hating monster is what I'm hearing.
No.
Who hates Hailey Bieber.
It has actually nothing to do with Hailey Bieber. It's all to do with Justin. I don't think Hailey has done anything wrong. To be honest, if I was in her position,
except
I would feel bad.
Except apparently the Beliebers, I'm assuming, encompass Justin and Hailey. Because there's no Baldwinators.
I don't think it does, but okay.
Okay, well, the Baldwinators apparently have been, like, hardcore bullying Selena for years.
Mm.
And have never called them, like, Hailey and Justin have never called them off.
Well,
and said, like, yo, bullying's bad. Stop fucking going after my ex. But Selena has put out statements saying,
her fans.
Specifically, do not go after Hailey.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing reeks of damage control 3 years later. Which is probably what we're going to do about Don't Worry, Darling.
Well,
in 3 years, we're going to know what happened on the Don't Worry, Darling set. And we're going to be gagged.
It's so true. I think Selena has a documentary coming out, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So I think it's probably a preemptive damage control
for
the documentary.
Tea. And this is how we know you're in marketing.
Iconic.
You just showed all your cards.
Yeah, sorry, everyone.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, not that it was particularly detailed, / I also don't think that it, I don't really know. I don't think that people are really.
Are we going to review her documentary?
I think we should. I don't know when it comes out.
It's called Selena Gomez, My Mind and Me.
Interesting. Intriguing. I honestly didn't even realize that she and Justin had gotten back together that recently. I thought they dated for like 2 months.
In like 2013.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then that was it.
I thought they were the same thing as like Miley Cyrus and Nick Jonas.
Literally.
But no, apparently that's like a whole decade of wow. on again, off again.
Interesting. No, I didn't realize that they had dated so extensively. Huh.
Huh.
Anyway.
The other thing that's come about because of its interview,
mm-hmm.
Pardon me, is they didn't address Hailey Bieber's apparently racist past.
Okay.
They've got like the tweets and the social media posts and videos and stuff like that of her being problematic, I guess. And I read some of them and they were like, don't make me smack you back to the country where you came from kind of thing.
Oof. Jesus.
So, is giving Republican.
It is. Well, I mean, I absolutely would take one fucking look at her and be like, yeah, she's a Republican.
Yeah.
She grew up extremely wealthy.
Who's her dad?
Someone.
It's not Alec Baldwin, is it?
Oh, God. I don't know, but Hailey I Baldwin. Do know that she did grow up very, very wealthy.
Is he her uncle?
I don't know.
Baldwin, who's her parent is Stephen Baldwin.
Mm.
And Stephen Baldwin is an American actor, producer, and director. Mm. He is the youngest of the four Baldwin brothers. Talk about nepo-fucking-tism.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, political party Republican. That's so funny.
So funny.
That is story funny.
We've been fucking new. Yeah.
After the 9/11 attacks, he became an evangelical Christian.
No. Oh, my God. She gives those vibes, doesn't she?
Ew, He supported McCain Palin in the 2008 election. Oof. Baldwin was among the first Hollywood celebrities to endorse Donald Trump. Haley, it's giving...
Trust fund baby vibes.
It's giving generational yeah. trauma. It's giving think for yourself, Miss Thing.
Yeah. Generational racism.
You mean Australia?
Yeah, literally. Oh my god, fuck.
I saw such an interesting TikTok the other day. I have to find it because this is just a white person recounting a TikTok that a person of color made. But I'll link it. But basically, she was like saying that racist culture in Australia is very much understated because or overlooked because Australian culture is like chill out culture.
Yes.
No one wants to be seen as dramatic or over the top.
Yes.
Or screaming their opinions. Because if you do that, you're seen as crazy or young and have an opinion and stuff like that. So the racism is much more targeted and much more passive and much more ingrained in society. It's not like in America where they just like, you know, America.
A straight up.
It's very much a laid back, I don't want to be seen as anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to be called out as racist.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be racist on the low.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's 100% true.
And I'm like, wow, you're so right. Australian culture is desperately wanting to be chill culture, which isn't chill. Ironically, being like thirsty to be chill
makes you desperate.
Makes you not chill. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I need enthusiastic consent
well,
here.
I absolutely agree wholeheartedly. I think literally... Like, okay, a real life example that I can think of again as a white woman, but.
You about to cancel yourself?
No, I'm not. Is that I feel like I've actually spoken about this on the pod before, is that I've been to several like demonstrations and marches, et cetera. And the only one that I've ever been to with a extreme police presence was the Australia Day marches.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
So, like, I've been to so many, like, climate change marches, whatever. Like, literally, there'll be, like, two policemen. Whereas, yeah, the other one I went to was, like, full on, like, every 5 meters there was a policeman with, like, fucking, like, weapons.
Yeah.
Which is not something that really happens in Australia.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
I think that says...
Yeah.
A lot.
Yes, pretty much.
You know what else is another great example? Is when Scott Morrison... Just because he's not the Prime Minister anymore. Well, if he can appoint himself into five different ministerial roles in the government, I can still fucking talk about it.
I was laughing because my immediate thought was, yeah, that time he shit in the Engadine McDonald's. Right. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well.
He has Prime Minister money. We don't need to be getting sued by him.
So true.
Anyway, a great example is Scott Morrison having a trophy in his office of a boat. I stopped these, meaning
don't even get me started on our refugee situation.
The right, amount, which also is inherently racist.
Oh, absolutely.
And then when people were rightfully outraged, it was very much, it's just a joke.
Yeah.
Take it as a joke. You're being overdramatic. You're being blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
So sensitive, snowflakes. And it's like, we're not the ones who get offended by people being gay.
Yeah, it's really true.
It's like this person wants to use they, them pronouns.
Yeah, God.
And that makes you want to fucking kill yourself.
And everyone around you, like calm the fuck down.
Who's the fucking sensitive? We're like, no, please stop killing people of color in custody. It's offensive. And you're like, that person uses they, them pronouns and it absolutely affects my life personally. It's a personal attack on me.
If I have to see two men kissing, can't handle it.
I will kill everyone and then myself.
Literally. God. Okay, anyway, we're getting too deep. We're moving on to back to pop culture news.
Since episode one, we've known that our podcast was basically just tangents about random shit that doesn't make sense.
So true, bestie.
Let's dive into the Marvel Universe quickly.
Oh. Okay.
What?
Yeah, fine.
Well, no, because Hugh Jackman's coming back as Wolverine.
Really?
Did you really not see this?
No, I didn't.
It was quite genuinely. Genuinely? It was quite genuinely everywhere.
No, I didn't see it.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I put did out a see video this. I Deadpool 3 or something is happening.
And Deadpool
right?
3. We already knew it was happening. Kevin Feige confirmed it, but
oh, okay.
It officially has a release date and it's about to start filming.
Oh.
Ryan Reynolds put out a video saying, hey, sorry we missed Comic-Con and D23 Expo. We were trying to
that was literally figure out the fine points. All I watched of that video was, sorry we missed D23, and I was like, next.
So basically he announces that Deadpool 3 is coming in like February 2024 or whatever. And it will be, I guess, somehow set in the MCU / by the end of it, it will be, because the multiverse and shit. But the big thing is that it was like, we wanted Hugh Jackman. Hey, Hugh, do you want to be in this movie? And then Hugh Jackman's walking in the background, like going upstairs, and it's like, sure, why not? So like Hugh Jackman's back as Wolverine for Deadpool 3 after retiring cool. the character
right.
in Logan.
That's true, he did. He died. That's about as retired as it gets.
I know, and then fans are split because they were like, oh my God, he's back. That's so exciting. And oh my God, he's back, but he died in Logan. But Logan is set in the future, right?
I don't really know because I've never really watched a lot of the X-Men films. I don't really understand the timeline of them. So I have nothing to add to this conversation.
Well, I'm pretty sure Logan was set in the future. But anyway, Hugh Jackman's like already posting his workout videos to come back as Wolverine. And I'm like, hey, that poor man.
I know, right? I feel like he talked about extensively how much he hated having to do those workouts and how much he really didn't vibe with like diet culture and
yeah, just big muscly culture. Let him do his like little musical theater stuff.
Exactly. Just leave him
let
be,
him
guys.
Sing his little songs.
Right? He must
and
be out of money.
Frankly, let him be an out-of-shape Wolverine.
So true. And give like, us that dad bod.
Out of shape. But he doesn't even have a dad bod when he's not in
It's
Wolverine
really true,
mode.
Right?
He's still like a muscly.
Yeah, yeah, he's still in shape.
Right?
He just has more than 1% body fat.
It's like, why can't that be Wolverine anyway? Anyway.
Right.
So that was all fascinating.
Mm.
The other thing is the runtime of Black Panther Wakanda Forever was released.
Oh, is it long?
It's fucking long.
Oh, no. How long? Like,
2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, that's
it's
so
the second
long.
Longest MCU movie after Endgame.
That's so long. That's unnecessary. Look, what could they possibly be going to talk about? Unnecessary. That's not. We don't need that. We don't need that energy.
Well, I think they're setting up a ton of characters in it because of the passing of Chadwick Boseman.
If they can't do that in 1 hour, 45, bad storytelling. Just make it fast, babe.
You're not wrong.
It's a
you
fucking
aren't wrong.
Superhero movie. I don't know, man. We just okay, anyway, sorry.
You aren't wrong, but I do feel like they're about to have like the best villain in MCU history. Because they're gonna actually set him up as an anti-hero who then becomes a main character in the MCU.
I do love an anti-hero. If they I'm not saying that 2 hours 45 can't still be a good film. The amount of times I've witnessed that happen, like 1% of the times that I've watched a movie that long. So I just cut it down.
You mean it's super rare for a movie that long to be good and to be justified?
Yeah, yes. I do.
Totes.
It's unnecessary. Cut
it down.
I totally
agree. You just fart.
No.
Filthy bit. Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's pretty rare. What did I see? Who fucking was it? Oh, it was shit.
Well, tell me about it and I might know. I probably won't, but just in case.
Lauren Lopez. Okay, I don't even Google it. Lauren Lopez from Star Kid, the musical theater company that does like really fun musicals and stuff.
I would never have known this.
She made it, it's kind of irrelevant, but she made a TikTok and she was like, hey, guess what? Every movie that's longer than like 2.5 hours, that's like 2:45 plus, every movie is directed by a man.
Is that factual?
Yeah.
Wild. That explains so much.
Like all the movies that are that long and still have like mainstream attention are all directed by men.
That makes complete sense.
Which is very much giving the vibe of
indulgence.
Talking because he can.
Yes.
Not that
An
I
ode
want
to themselves.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting.
It is interesting.
Anyway, I'm not looking forward to a 2 hour 45 movie. But I am looking forward to that movie, so I'm very conflicted.
I'll withhold my judgment.
I think you're going to be a Black Panther 2 stan.
I mean, I probably will, but I will still say at the end of it, they should have cut 45 minutes off.
Well, because it's very much like a political thriller.
That's a vibe. I do love a political thriller.
The plot is like every outside nation is like trying to take
Power advantage. Vacuum post.
Correct.
He, whatever his name is, died.
Yeah.
Fuck. What is it? What's his character's name? Panther.
Panther?
Fuck, what's his name?
T'Challa.
T'Challa.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's going to be a really interesting plot and an interesting movie. I'm really excited for the...
visuals.
The visuals and Namor, the underwater one. So he's going to be the villain slash anti-hero. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Ooh, that's a vibe.
Which, fun fact, people are like, oh, my God, why are they copying Aquaman?
I know. You've told me this before and I do remember it.
Namor in the comics actually comes before Aquaman.
Wild. So, in the end, DC always copying Marvel.
DC stands for...
Dick...
copy.
Iconic.
Speaking of things, abbreviations.
Okay.
Not abbreviations. Acronyms.
Uh-huh.
You know the chocolate M&Ms?
Yeah.
Do you know what the M&Ms stand for?
No, but is it like the last names of the people who made it?
I can't believe you just ruined... what could have been such a fun thing?
Oh, could it have?
You're a piece of poo.
What are their names? You can tell us.
I don't know. It's like one of the Mars Bar guys and another bitch. Well, people were shooketh. Because everyone like assumed it was for like, or like.
Well, those people are stupid.
More and more or something. What? Or like many and. M's.
I feel like you can pretty safely assume that basically any well-established brand from the 20th century, the name of it is named after the founder. So
we should name this podcast M&M.
Or...
N&M? N&M&E. Are you about to dox us? You're about to dox us. Stop it. I'm not beeping this. I'm not fucking beeping this. I will give them your address.
See
you. One thing I'll say about that movie last night on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Is the C-U-N nolingus, the cunnilingus.
Yeah.
There was like only two sex scenes.
I know, right at the beginning. We can't talk about this because this is a point that I want to make in our deeper review. So.
Anyway.
I have thoughts about that.
Anyway. Oh, my God.
Okay. What?
Did you see the trailer for The Last of Us, the HBO The Last of Us?
Of course I didn't.
The TV show based on my favorite game series of all time.
No. Should we put it on the TV?
I don't know if we'll get copyrighted, though, because it's a song in the background because it's in the trailer.
Sad.
Anyway, I'm going to link it below. You need to watch it.
Okay.
It looks fucking stunning.
Does it?
I'm so fucking excited. The storytelling of the games... is like insane. I'm just very, very excited. It looks so good. And Pedro Pascal, Bella Ramsey.
Do love.
Game of Thrones reunion.
Oh, cute.
I don't know. And it's like HBO is basically treating it as like Game of Thrones level of flagship series.
Interesting.
They're investing like a fucking lot of money into this.
Oof.
They're expecting it to be pretty massive. And you can tell based on the visuals and stuff, it's stunning. But pay attention. I'm passionate about this.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Don't be a bitch.
You're talking so slowly.
I'm not talking slow. I'm thinking about my words so that I don't...
say wrong things. Okay.
Correct.
Hurry up.
I'm just saying it's really pretty and it's really good and the that's storytelling exciting. Is stunning.
When does it come out?
Like February or something.
Oh, that's too long. I'll have forgotten about it by then.
It's also very gay.
That's a vibe.
And I'm like... it's pretty fucking exciting that the new HBO flagship series next to House of the Dragon is quite queer.
Mm.
So there's two leads. It's Joel and Ellie's gay, which you don't really find out until you see her.
Spoiler.
I mean, it's a in the game, it's a flashback that happens pretty late in the game. Is you find out that she was... oh, no, you don't even find out. You find out. Anyway, she was in love with her child, with her best friend. Like childhood best friend.
Okay.
Not child. She wasn't child.
I was like, Jesus, this is taking a dark fucking turn.
And then in the sequel, which is set like 5 years later,
mm-hmm.
she full on has a girlfriend, and it's really exciting and fun. Plus, one of the characters, side characters in the first game and in the first season of the show, is a person called Bill, and in this is being played by Nick Offerman. You know Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec?
I do.
Yeah, and he's gay, and that's exciting.
Is he?
No, he's not Nick Offerman.
Oh.
The character.
Do we have a problem with that?
No, because it's a side character in one episode.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
This isn't him leading. If Nick Offerman was leading a multi-million dollar film.
I have to know what hills to die on. I have to be told. And then I'm open to direction. And I think then there's a
difference
will...
between...
No.
Plus, his partner in it is played by an actual gay actor, so that's fine.
That's fair.
I
just got to know where we draw the lines, you know?
I mean, yeah, for me, it's if they're, like, the lead in a queer show or a queer movie.
Bad. We don't like that.
No.
Whoops. That was wrong. I meant to do the sad one. That was awkward, Jesus.
I really hope you get cancelled after this episode.
I was going to say, I'm outing myself as...
That one was for you.
Thank you. Okay, well, it's 2:30, so I think we might have to wrap this up and then do our film review.
Yeah, I only have one more thing.
Okay.
I rewatched Love and Thunder.
Oh. And?
Because it's on Disney Plus now. Okay, so for context, I rewatched Thor, Love and Thunder. Originally, our thoughts were that...
We hated it.
We didn't really like it.
No.
My thought hasn't changed. It still sucks.
It was disappointing. For so many reasons.
Second time around, even less of the jokes land.
Oh, that's devastating.
Which is unfortunate. Yeah. I just needed to talk about the fact that...
Still disappointing.
It's still unfortunately disappointing. The only joke in it that I liked was at the beginning when they find Sif.
Yeah.
Lady Sif after her battle.
Yeah.
And she's got, like, no arm.
Iconic.
And she's like, no, Thor... I want to go to Valhalla. Leave me to bed. Leave me to die. And he's like, well, if you die now, you're not going to go to Valhalla because you didn't die in battle. But maybe your arm will be in Valhalla. Yeah. I'm like, that's fucking funny. You know what's not funny?
What?
It's the whole running gag of his axe being jealous of him because he wants his hammer back.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking no, you're doing too much.
Too much. It's, like, funny a couple of times, and then after that it's like, oh.
Really fucking in. And also, I don't know if Americans just can't tell the difference between a British and Australian accent. But they should have gotten Chris Hemsworth to dub over, like, half his scenes.
It's really, really true.
Because he's literally just Australian for most of the film.
It's true. It was similar. I feel like they've been, like, slowly getting rid of the British accent as the movies have progressed.
It's like, bad. By the end of it, he's like, crocky, mate.
Full on 100% Aussie Rogan. Bloke.
Pass me Forex.
That was really bad.
I don't know how to be straight. Anyway.
Okay, well.
Wait, one other thing is that I'm the new TV show Interview with the Vampire came out. Okay. The first episode's come out over the weekend, and I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
And I'm so excited. Do you know the Interview with the Vampire series? It's a series of books that has, like, queer undertones.
Interesting.
There was a movie in the 90s starring, like, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Oh.
That was, like, also queer undertones, but not explicitly gay. This TV show, I believe they, like, they're full fucking.
That's a vibe.
Which is iconic. And the actual series itself is about two vampires. And the older, eviler one of them accidentally turns a child into a vampire.
Interesting.
And it's about them, like, protecting and teaching this child not evil.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Should we do our What the Fuck of the Weeks?
Yeah, you've changed it, haven't you? And now it has to be something that it wasn't before.
No, we don't have to.
I don't remember what you
just
said.
I don't like it. It was meant to be something like...
Positive, right?
Yeah, like, that you recommend.
Oh.
But we don't have to do that. I have a story for mine.
Okay, go.
My What the Fuck of the Week this week is me... I accidentally made my cousin terrified.
Yeah.
So as you know, my family was up and I have a second cousin. Mm. What do you call it when your cousin has a kid?
I think they're still your cousins.
Is that second cousin though?
I don't think so.
What's the second cousin?
It's the cousin of your cousin. So like, no, so you know how
why
like.
Why would I have met my cousin of my cousin?
Yeah, exactly. And you're not actually technically related in any way because that's like the cousin of your cousin is like by marriage of your auntie and uncle, you know? So
right, two rights don't make a wrong.
Right. And I'm just saying, like, you're not actually technically blood related with your second cousin.
Okay. Well, my cousin's child, he's like, I think, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And our family's up.
I think that's a cousin once removed, but I don't know if that's true.
I thought once removed was they were disowned. Is it not?
That's, no.
What does once removed mean?
I'm pretty sure. I think it's either.
I've been out here thinking on Wikipedia when it says cousin, uncle, cousin once removed. I've been thinking they were disowned.
No. It's either the kid of your cousin or it's the cousin of your cousin. So I don't know which one is which there. So your second cousin could be.
Well, if it's that's a cousin once removed, what the fuck's a second cousin?
Well, this is what I'm saying. So there's two options. So one is the kid of your cousin is one thing and the cousin of your cousin is one thing, but I'm not sure what the name of one of them is once removed and one of them is like your second cousin. Or your third cousin, or whomever.
I'm about to be cussing.
Okay, anyway. Sorry.
So my cousin's child, who is like 7,
uh-huh.
They were at our house, and he was playing with our dog, Pippi,
mm-hmm.
who's a year old, and he was playing with her, and she's all cute, and he was like, where's her sister? And I go, oh, he means Roxy, my mm-hmm. dog, who he's probably seen photos of. He's asking... Yeah. Where Roxy is, who passed away last year. And I said, oh, that was Roxy. She passed away last year. No, I said she passed away last year before we got Pippi. And his face, like, dropped.
Oh, no.
And he was shooketh. And, like, I was scared.
Yeah.
Because he looked terrified.
Fair.
And I realized he said, no. Where's your sister?
Oh, no!
Meaning my sister Rhiannon. And I just told him she died.
Last year. Did you fix it or did you just, is he just believe that
and
now?
And I was like, oh, do you mean my sister? She's coming in like an hour. But for a brief second, I traumatized this 7-year-old child.
That's so fucking funny.
And I
like to make a sincere and formal apology right here on the
pod. I did feel bad, but then I was like, what's a little trauma?
Character building.
You know? It's a little trauma. Oh
God, that's so funny. I also had a cousin's daughter around at the house.
Did you traumatize her?
No, I didn't. I showed her my bedroom. And she, I don't know how old she is. I would probably say three or four. Oh, and not, she doesn't speak a lot.
Unlike you.
I know. Anyway, and literally one of the only things that I heard her say the entire day was as we were leaving my room, she was like, your room smells beautiful. I was like, oh, thank you.
Wow.
It was very sweet.
Have you seen that TikTok of like that 2-year-old kid or 3-year-old? And he's wearing his, like, pajamas and they're, like, an American flag.
No.
And his mom's like, hey, what's this color? And holds up a thing. He's like, red. What's this color? Blue. And then she says, and what color are you wearing? And he goes, I'm a fag. I feel like it would be worth having a child for moments like that. You know how kids can't say fire truck, so they say fuck?
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be worth it.
So true. Fucking funny, yeah.
What's your what the fuck of the week?
Savannah. Something that happened this week.
Oh my God.
I don't really, nothing very exciting has happened to me. I had one just before, but I can't remember what it was now.
You not watched anything?
No. What? Okay, I can just make this my what the fuck.
Okay.
Was that the most interesting thing that I've read or seen or whatever this week was that article you sent with Alan Rickman's diary entries.
Right.
That was wild. The tea that was spilt, the absolute honestly, every time he said something about like the director or about Dan or about Emma or whatever, I was like, oh, he really just out of you. Saying Dan Radcliffe shouldn't be an actor and should be a director instead. Very iconic.
It's pretty iconic. The weird thing about it is that even when he was like reading people to filth, it didn't come off as mean.
No,
it mean spirited. It was like,
it was very stream of consciousness.
Very much.
I have made an observation.
Stream of consciousness. This is never going to be seen by anyone else. Yeah. And it comes from a good place.
Yeah, it's just like I've made an observation. Like,
Emma Watson's accent is so fucking bad.
Literally.
And that's what he said, but he was like, it's the side of like Romania or something.
Yeah.
And shit like that. And it was very iconic.
It was very iconic. The fact that he tried to get out of his contract so many times. After like the
second one.
I know. Honestly, by the end of the movies, he was like, these are just bad movies. Like, they're not good. There's no like emotion in them. He said so many times that the directors, no matter who it was, he was like, they just, all they care about is getting the shot. They don't care about giving any of the actors direction or like, what are they thinking and feeling? And it was iconic.
Some of my favorite bits from it were in when they were filming Deathly Hallows Part 2, and it was his death scene.
Yes.
And he was like, logistically, this scene doesn't make sense. If Voldemort killed me with Avada Kedavra, I would die straight away. Yes. And then how can I have my little speech and reminiscence with Harry Potter when he comes and takes my tears? How can I have that moment if I'm already fully dead?
Literally.
So I don't know if he ended up voicing that opinion.
It seemed like the director or the writer, whomever, had said Avada, they were doing an Avada Kedavra, and then it seemed like Alan Rickman was like, no, this doesn't make any sense, voiced those opinions.
Because in the final movie, it's Nagini kills him.
Yes, yeah, it is.
So I find that very funny.
It was a wild, wild
thing. The other things were he only liked the third movie.
Yes.
He only liked Prisoner of Azkaban, which taste. the rest of the movies he didn't like. No. The rest of the directors he didn't like. He also said he didn't really get along specifically with Alfonso Cuarón, who directed the third movie. But that he respected him.
Yes.
And he respected his artistic process.
Yes.
And it made a beautiful film. So
Yes. It was very, 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 very interesting. I mean, again, I would say he didn't really make much comment about the other actors aside from Dan and Emma, which, again, it wasn't like he wrote at length. It was like just a couple of comments here and there.
No, and it was also when they were kids.
Yeah, yes, he did say. And then by the time they got to the sixth movie, he was like, it's a completely different experience with them all because they're all grown now. And then he said that he also was really only interacting on this film with Tom Felton. So it was like a different, Anyway, so it was very interesting, and Nicholas, link that below so people can read, because it was fucking wild.
Yeah, the other favorite part was when he talked, when like it happened, 9/11 happens.
Yes, that was so interesting. They were filming that day, so it's like a really interesting, because he's got like this morning snippet before it happens, and then the afternoon stuff that he talks, like obviously when they were watching it, they all stopped filming for the day after it happened. It was very, He made a lot of comments about politics in general and the political party and what's happening around the world. He fucking, like, absolutely read President Bush to filth over the invasion of Iraq. Like, it was iconic. He did.
Okay, well.
Okay.
That's that on that, I guess.
Wrap this one up.
I'm going to be a short episode.
Good one.
If you would like a spoiler review of Don't Worry, Darling.
Yes.
You can. It should be up around the same time as this.
Cute. Okay, goodbye. Thanks very much for listening to What the Fuck is Happening in the Podcast. Bye.
All of our socials and shit are linked below.
No. Okay, yes.
Thanks so much for listening to What the Fuck is Happening in the Podcast.
Bye.
4 Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.